Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
With us now is Bill Walton. He is America's Renaissance CEO. He's the former chairman and CEO of a $10 billion NYSE traded investment company and a film producer and host of The Bill Walton Show. Bill, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend.
It's great. Thanks for having me on.
So, Bill, you know, it seems like with so much of the resistance to the president's agenda on many topics, for so much of the resistance, in my opinion, and you tell me if I'm wrong here, but a lot of it, I think a lot of it can be tossed off to Trump derangement syndrome. But so much of it also is, in my opinion, it's based on style. You know, they don't like him. It goes back to his first term, actually, from my point of view. It's substance. It's the style over the substance. You know, they hate the mean tweets. They hate his etiquette, his process. They hate the fact that he's a mean guy, and not necessarily anything that he has to say, but more the manner in which he says it.
Well, you know, what we're seeing here is when Trump derangement syndrome goes to war, they end up forming a coalition against victory.
Right.
And, you know, the very qualities that make him effective are the qualities they hate. And, you know, what made him effective as a New York real estate developer, probably one of the roughest environments you can operate in, you know, what made him successful as a reality TV show host, what got him elected twice as president of the United States, which, you know, nobody that's criticizing, they've never done any of those things. And so, but he's done it with a style that's, what do they call it, counterpunching. And he offends sensibilities. And of course, those sensibilities are the same thing that prevent people from doing anything that matters. And they're going to stay inside the guardrails, and they're going to do what we've always done. They're going to do it in the proper way. And, you know, that's the argument for the deep state establishment here in D.C. But, you know, he's also got other real enemies and, you know, from, you know, infiltrating Chinese Communist Party and all that sort of thing. And they hate that he's effective. And you know, the thing he did with Iran is that I can sum up the justification in two words: Diego Garcia. And that's the joint airbase with the UK and the Indian Ocean. And after this all got started, Iran wanted to show off, I guess, and they launched a missile that hit close to our airbase there.
Right.
And it went 2,000 miles. And nobody knew they had that capability. And that puts Paris and potentially London in the bullseye. And so all these people who were going along with the status quo saying, well, you know, it's not going to be that bad. Well, it could have been very bad, especially if they put a nuclear warhead on it.
But, you know, I mean, we're at a point now, Bill, where I think this whole notion of Trump derangement syndrome has evolved from political rhetoric into potentially national security liability. You know, when they've gotten to a point where, I mean, you've seen the Twitter videos where Chuck Schumer not too long ago was on the floor of the Senate advocating we can't not fund DHS, for example. We can't not fund ICE. And now here he is leading a revolt going on, what, you know, 40 days where they're not funding ICE. All because they're deranged, all because they hate Donald Trump.
They can't give him a win. They can't give him a win. It's absolutely insane. And, you know, the problem they have is that's an environment he's used to operating in. I mean, he's used to people with agendas out to, you know, to stop him. And he's a very unusual man, because instead of getting getting hurt by that. He thrives in it, and I think it gives him more energy. And I don't know anybody that has more rhinoceros hide than he does.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50?
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
That's a good way of putting it. We're talking with Bill Walton, host of The Bill Walton Show. But again, you're looking at the stakes surrounding not only Iran's nuclear ambition and the control of the Strait of Hormuz, but I mean, that's not the only risk here. I mean, when the establishment is so concerned about giving him a win that they're willing to I mean, you've got ICE agents who are getting paid, but now you're talking about TSA agents, folks that are working on, you know, Homeland Security that have gone, there are 50,000 of them that are going without pay, and members of Congress on the Democrat side that really seem to not care just because they don't want to give Donald Trump a win. I mean, that really is a true sense of derangement, in my opinion.
And it goes way beyond the Democrat Party. I mean, the media is all in on this. I mean, it's like they're one creature working together hand in glove. And, they're willing to sacrifice, our security, the nation's security to not give him a win. But, you know, there's another instance of this. You can look across the Atlantic at Europe and think about the myth of the climate change and green energy and everything that Europe's done to shut down their fossil fuel and their,
right,
you know, other sorts of terrible fuels. Well, what they've done, the elites in Europe have absolutely impoverished Europe. Germany, for example, used to be the growth engine, manufacturing engine of Europe, and now they're seeing their economy shrink 1-3% a year. They're heading into oblivion, and you know their leaders, they're not going to change course because they've got this ideology that they're going to stick to, and it's in a way it's similar to what Trump has done by reversing all the energy policies that Biden and everybody before him put in place. He's doing something that's incredibly rational. The United States is now not dependent on Iran for war. We produce 20 billion gallons or gold, 20 million gallons, I guess, million or billion. You lose track of what the B's and the M's are. But we produce exactly what we consume. So we're not dependent on Iran or foreign sources of energy. And yet, had we listened to the climate change advocates, we absolutely would have been totally dependent on I'll call them the bad guys to tell, you know, God knows what they would like to do to us. So he sees that, he's willing to take the heat, and I think we're really lucky to have him.
But, you know, Bill, I guess to put a kind of a wrap on this, I guess what has happened to the guys that used to come together and find, you know, I don't know if you want to, the policymakers, the level heads in the room that would come together and find common ground, maybe the Tip O'Neills, you know, who could sit down with a Ronald Reagan and find some common ground. Where are those folks? I mean, is it surprisingly enough, is it the John Fettermans out there? I mean, where are we going to get to a point where they can find common ground and maybe work a deal with the president? Or is he just going to have to bull his way through and force this through Congress if he's going to get anything done?
He's going to have to bull his way through and force it. There's no, you know, I'm living and working in the D.C. area, and it's just astonishing. When I got here 30 years ago, I guess I was first here in 1972 when I worked in the Pentagon. And then you saw Democrats and Republicans, they'd go to dinner with each other.
Yeah.
They'd play golf with each other. And it was, you know, they had some differences, but they weren't They weren't the kind of differences we see today. And the differences now is that we've got two sides with just completely different conceptions of America and what's good for it. I'd argue that the Democrats don't have any ideas that are actually good for America. They have ideas which, are fashionable and enhance their power, but they're not, none of their ideas work to create prosperity or to protect us. And so I don't see them getting together and compromising. We need a completely different type politician. But the politicians that get produced are produced by all the gerrymandering that's gone on for, 50, 60, 70 years. And most of these polls, Congress in particular, come from safe districts where they're either safe deep blue or safe deep red. And, they can't. These two groups couldn't agree on a single fact in order to begin to compromise.
Yeah, it is true. It's hard to get compromise when neither side is willing to come together and try and find common ground. So I don't know. I hope we're able to find something. But you're right. The president may just have to blow through the opposition, to put it mildly. Bill, if folks want to connect with you, they can find your podcast and other conversations that you've had at the BillWaltonShow.com, correct?
Exactly. And I've also got a website that's very cleverly named The Bill Walton Show on Substack. And we've got about 250, 275 shows which are, evergreen, that deal with, geopolitics and culture and economics and a lot of terrific guests that, we try to explain things in plain English so people understand. And I've also been doing some writing, which is on the both the website and on the Substack site. And, of course, I'm on all the social media platforms, on Twitter, WM Bill Walton.
Yeah, I follow you on X. And as a matter of fact, looking at your website, I've had a lot of your guests on my show as well. And again, it's the BillWaltonShow.com. And Bill, I appreciate you joining us this evening. Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Great. Great talking with you.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.